Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
She's our money lady. She delivers a savage truth. It is Terry Savage on 720 WGN. I'm sure you're paying very close attention to what the Fed chairman said today.
I always do. And so, by the way, does the entire market. And all the things he said, in my opinion, didn't deserve the nice rally, but that's okay. We had the market up 250 points. The chairman said, well, we're making a little bit of a dent, but we have a long way to go. We're in the early stages. We're not done. We're still going to react to the data. And somehow the market decided, okay, maybe he's close to pivoting and cutting rates, even though he said we're not done and maybe we'd have to be more aggressive. So at any rate, the market's up 250 points. But on the inflation front, Lisa, I have some really great news for you. I'm so excited about this. Now, everybody talks about how consumer attitudes are impacted by gasoline prices. And we remember they soared and they reached a peak in early July last year. But I don't know why. I find the most off-putting thing about inflation is egg prices.
Oh my gosh, that's all people want to talk about, Terry.
Okay, so, I mean, because now for sure, my mom always said, open the box and make sure there isn't a cracked egg. And I figured, oh, well, they're so cracked. But now they're so expensive. I want to make sure that they're all in good shape. But egg prices have come down dramatically, about 50% since December, middle of December. The wholesale level, prices were $5.42 on December 19th. And they are now back down wholesale to $2.61. Now, when that price cut will be passed on to consumers, it better be soon because I'm going to be checking. I buy eggs regularly. But egg prices should be coming down at a store near you. And I know they said it was the avian flu, but I don't believe, in those conspiracy theories, but I think there was a lot of
price gouging.
Because they could. Yeah, because they could.
Yes.
I mean, really? And now, all of a sudden, the avian flu is over? Come on.
Yeah, and they're looking into it, right? There will be hearings about this.
Congress has nothing better to do right now than hold hearings about the egg
crisis.
But this
one company, I was listening to John Williams talk about it. This one company made $1 million last year on the sale of eggs. This year, they made $100 million. Now, that's
a problem. I miss that, but I've been upset about this. And so also the energy companies have been reporting record earnings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that was, well, we'll see.
Yeah, everybody takes advantage of the situation whenever they are given the opportunity.
All right, now, one more chance for you, all of you, to take advantage of a situation. And that fact is that at this moment, six-month Treasury bills are trading at 4.92%. So if you are sitting in a money market account in a bank and you're saying, I'm only getting 1.1%, go to terrysavage.com. There's a box there on the right-hand side that says how to buy Treasury bills. And it's very easy to do. You could start with $100. You open an account at treasurydirect.gov. It's so easy to do. All you need is your bank account and your Social Security number. Yes, you only can do it online. And they take the money right out of your account. And Monday's the auction for 3 and 6 month Treasury bills. But I think it'll be up around that 4.9% level. So there's a happy side to this.
Yeah.
You can take advantage now.
Terry Savage is with us. You should check out her website, terrysavage.com. And I know you're going to talk about in-person help at the IRS, Terry, but somebody just asked a question, and maybe you can answer it. They said the IRS just released our 403B after a merger. I have $750,000 of pre-tax savings. I'm 60, retiring in 5 years. I have another savings plan. Best strategy?
Are you single? No, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. No, the best strategy. Sorry, I just in a mood. You always put me in a mood, Lisa. If you go to terrysavage.com and scroll down under my columns, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I wrote a column called Rollover Now. And the best strategy is to do a rollover, a direct rollover from your current plan as long as it's you're not still working and staying in it, and you will roll it over to a place like Vanguard or Fidelity or T. Rowe Price. 1,000 salespeople of all kinds of financial services products will be calling you saying, I can help you do this. It won't cost you very much. We'll hide all the charges so you'll think you're getting a good deal. So you can do a direct rollover and do some very conservative investing and keep it growing until you really need it in retirement.
Perfect. Okay, oh, what about... go ahead. Do you have more?
I must announce this. This is so cool. Another piece of good news. This is hallelujah. The IRS is announcing special Saturday hours for face-to-face in-person help. And it is happening this Saturday at the IRS offices at 230 South Dearborn from 9 to 4 p.m. No appointment. Now, they're not going to do your taxes there. You can't pay in cash there. But if you've had a problem and you couldn't get through, and believe me, I know you have, you must go down there. You must bring photo ID, social security cards for yourself and anybody in your household is involved in this, like your spouse. Bring any IRS letters or notices, and you have to have actually two forms of identification, and if you have a copy of the tax return for the year where you have a problem. So 230 South Dearborn this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., first come, first served. They're going to be there, real people.
Huh. Whenever it's first come, first served, just be patient, because there will be people with problems in front of you that might take a little longer than you would like. But what kind of problems are we talking about? It would take a lot for me to go sit face-to-face with the IRS and feel really comfortable.
But the point is, it's so difficult to do it online. Now, you can, again, at terrysavage.com, in that same section of resources, you can create an IRS ID.me account where you can see what the agent can see. It's like looking over the, you know, the counter and seeing what they see about everything that's going on with your return. You might want to do that first. Create an IRS ID.me account. But okay. It's been impossible, you know, since the pandemic to get any help on, well, you said this and you did that and you sent me a notice that I didn't and that wasn't me. That's what you go for.
Okay. I'm a 10th year teacher and plan on quitting this year. I get a 2.2% penalty on my pension for leaving early. I only have $40,000 and no other retirement. How screwed am I?
Well, why are you leaving early? We need teachers. Don't leave. I mean, yeah. If you're going to get a better job, start saving. You know, that's your financial plan.
Yeah. So is it the 2.2% penalty on the pension for leaving early?
Sure. I mean,
yeah, that's just it. You're not changing it. It is what it is. So you choose to leave or you choose to stay.
Yeah. Exactly, but you better get another job.
You in a point where you just want to have a big hearty cough and you're trying.
I do.
There's nothing worse than that situation. I've been on the air just like, somebody save me. I need to cough.
Okay,
really
there
loud.
I am. There's no mute button on this device.
I know. All right. Well, we will let you go. Go take care of that and just reach out to Terry on terrysavage.com.
Because thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. She does respond to your emails, and you will be shocked when you're like, oh, my God, Terry actually reached back out. So terrysavage.com. Okay, coming up, details about what is happening in Lakeview with the guy who shot three dogs and the SWAT team is involved. Lauren has all of that next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.